Welcome to Born to Thrive, Going Deeper with God. Together, we will journey into the heart of God as revealed in His Word. Discover why we were created for more. Pastor Brian Carline from Team Jesus. I will tell you this before you get started and you tell us about Team Jesus.
No, that's great.
The first time we met, we were both speaking at a, what was it called? Mission Mobilizers meeting. And I remember you sharing, and I was so moved by how you described your ministry and how you described the people that you minister to. I went into the parking lot, sat in my car, and I cried. I could not stop crying.
Wow.
And so I thought, you know, we're talking about the love of Jesus this month. 1 John is where we're at. 1 John. And it means, you know, we love God with all that we are. And then, and we allow God to pour His love on us, and then we pour our love back on God, and then it's time to pour out His love.
Absolutely.
And I think you do that well. So I would love for you to tell everybody all about Team Jesus.
Well, you know, I'm blown away. I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for my wife and my grandson being with me today.
Yes, thank you.
We realized that one of the things I had to find out, I had to completely die. And I think I shared it with you, and I'm going to compress it inside. Dying is the first sign of surrendering.
Oh, talk about that. I know we don't have much time, but
that is no other place, because God cannot except a living tree. Yeah. He's the one that makes the tree live.
Yeah.
So God don't need me to be smart, intelligent.
Right.
So going into the presence of God, before He gave me Team Jesus, we went into prayer for 3 years.
Oh.
And so we labored in prayer as a pastor and as a leader. I said, God, what did you have me do? I said, ministry has to have more than me preparing a sermon on Sunday morning, Bible study, teaching, counseling, weddings, funerals. It has to be more to that.
Wow.
And so we just went into prayer. In the midst of that, the whole ministry began to die.
Mm.
We realized that our connection with God was self-inflicted, so we was more of an exterior ministry instead of interior ministry. So our heart was not in sync with God.
Wow.
So we had all the right dialogue, and the Children of Israel makes it plain to say, we honored God with our lips,
but our hearts
was far from it. So we, in ministry, began to die, and then as a leader, you realize taking a ministry into prayer could be very dangerous, because it eliminates all the Christian theatrics of the things that makes a ministry look beautiful and bright and brilliant. We all just begin to surrender.
Wow.
Yes. And the more I begin to die and begin to shed so much off me that I had misinterpreted what I thought the gospel was.
Wow.
And so the second year was more brutal, because I realized interpreting the gospel has so many components, because we try to interpret the gospel based on exterior performance, still interior.
Mm.
And the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is God consuming your heart and mind.
Yeah.
The third year, I say, God, what does it really look like to look like Jesus?
Mm.
You suffer.
Mm.
You suffer.
Mm.
So our ministry is basically serving and suffering.
Wow.
And so the more we die, we realize it was never about us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord began to breathe the ministry. I say, God, why did it take you 3 years to tell me? Matthew 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hungry, you fed me.
Oh, we just read that on one of our shows. Just read that.
And
yes.
So when He took us to Matthew 25, He later, He said, son, here it is. Here's the gospel. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was in prison, you visited me.
Mm.
And when I was sick, you prayed.
Mm.
I said, my God, we had only one component. We showed up to church on Sunday morning, so we had an exterior, but those components was not executed in our ministry.
Mm.
So I went into the next season of repentance. My third season said, God, I am so sorry. You show me what you want.
Mm.
It's like when you plant a seed in the ground, right? You have no control of the outcome.
Mm.
You water it, you nurture it, but the outcome is really on God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that the fertile part of our ministry was dead.
Wow.
So God had to cultivate all the junk, all the things that was more of us and not Him. Now we become a very healthy soil.
Mm.
Then we put that dead seed up in there, which with us, and boom.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a short version of it.
Yes.
And what it did, it put us into a conviction. So we never worried about opinion, budgets, who appreciate us. Everything we did, we wanted God to be glorified.
Yeah.
And the first thing He told me, said, son, don't promote your ministry. Your name is not about you. I have to become the star.
Yes.
That eliminated everything.
Yes.
So everything we got has Team Jesus on it.
Yeah, I love
our trucks, our trailers, our ministry. We wanted Jesus to be glorified in everything.
Yeah.
Whether you remember my name or not, that's not important. But did you remember Jesus?
Yeah.
So we went on this crest, and we started to go out in the community, and we realized that we had a lot of work in our own backyard.
Mm.
And so the Lord gave us a name through one of our ministers. I said, I don't want to call him homeless. I said, pray about it. He come back out of prayer and say, the Lord say, beloved.
this is the thing that made me cry, and I'm going to cry again,
That's
is
okay.
that you heard from God. Don't call them homeless. Call them beloved.
Beloved.
So what is that? That is God's heart for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that name transformed our ministry. Mm. We will not address them as homeless. What is a beloved? I said, it's a person that has gone through a tough season. Mm. We don't use the term. We don't build a character around homeless, homeless. It's like you put them as an outcast. And when you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Son of God never had a place to lay his head.
Yeah.
So Jesus would have been identified as homeless.
Wow.
But what he's not, he was the Son of God.
Right.
So we call him beloved. And I tell you, lit him up like Christmas trees. Then we always ask our beloveds, what's your name? Why? We want to build a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Most people go and give a sack, a hello, and they out. We made a commitment. We was going to take 3 years in every community and build a relationship with our beloved.
Mm.
They know us. We know them. We know their birthday. And we did that. Not for them to like us, that they could build more trust with Christ. And so after a 3-year journey, we build communities all over, not only the Kansas City area, Kansas City, Missouri, and Independent.
Yes.
What we found out at the end of the day is we got more life. So being in Sunday service is not really my thing. I'm changing after 2021. I shared with my wife, I don't want to preach to a saved church.
Mm.
I want to take the gospel to the broken and to the lost.
Oh.
The refresh in someone that's already saved, the impact of my time and investment is very limited. But to a lost person now, when the city or the world need to see hope,
they
want
need
to take
it.
The gospel to those that are broken and lost.
Oh.
Is that too much for you?
No, it's like I'm going to be crying, you know.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful because I think that you wouldn't believe the things that you're saying now are things that we have been talking about this month in our episodes, you know, everything. And so, you know, you talked about like, you know, having a heart. I'm not going to cry, but having a heart for people that are hurting. And it's not about us. What good is it going to be if they remember Sherry Puckett?
I'm Brian.
Yeah.
It has no value. It has no value.
No value at all.
Yes, ma'am.
But when we live to glorify Him, we bring life to people that are hurting.
Absolutely.
Salvation to people that are dying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the impact, you know, because so many people are in bondage in the house of God.
Yes.
Because religion and tradition and Christian theatrics has consumed the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's why we have a turnaround of people being really saved.
Yeah.
Only Jesus can save.
Right.
When we found and say, Father, where do you want us to go? Asking Him on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we have to come into submission. Every assignment, we have to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's a rebirth.
Right.
Ministry can become stale.
Yeah.
But it's not. It can be a rebirth every day when you surrender. God, what do you want me to do for your glory?
Yeah.
Without asking no questions.
Right.
And so long story short, we started off and we said, now we're in 15 states, 30, 40 cities across the country.
So 15 states, 30, 40 cities across America. Yeah, that's powerful.
And God did it in 6 or 7 years.
Wow. That's beautiful.
His glory.
For His glory.
And here's the greatest impact. That was leaders waiting to just partner. And once we heard, we just need to see what it looked like. So when we go into a community or city, we're not going to plant a church or start a church. There are already churches there.
Right.
You know, you got hundreds and thousands of churches across America.
Right.
God has never put it on my heart to plant a church.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the churches you already got there. Mm-hmm. How can we tap into those resources and work with those leaders? And guess what? Boom.
Because it's unity. God said, I will command the blessing in Psalm 133 when there is unity.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you say, we've already got churches, how can we work together as one body?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It changes everything. Then we go into communities and ministry always get blessed. We take the resources and we invest them back into those churches.
Mm.
So that's one of the things we realized we want to make a real impact. So now we've got big brothers and big sisters across the country working together. Watch this, that neighbors in ministry, but never work together.
But now they are.
Yes, ma'am. An impact moment.
See, that's what God's doing in this hour.
Yes, ma'am.
We cannot function in isolation anymore.
It won't.
It will not work. It never has worked.
No, ma'am.
But God is saying now is the time. Jesus prayed in John 17 for our unity.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that means that I need you. You need me.
Absolutely.
I need my brother over here. And God is using people like you to bring us together.
Yes, ma'am. We've seen it. You know, it's an amazing thing. We go out, we take our trucks and trailers that belongs to God. It has never failed. We can go in any city, any state, and multiple denominations of ministries will come together and say, man, what's going on? You know what they tell you? We part of that team.
Wow.
We part of that team. It's
like
a magnet. It works like automatic. We don't have to do nothing. The Father does everything.
Yeah.
Then they sit down, we take him through, say, Matthew 25. When he was hungry, you fed him. It's nothing new. Then we take Matthew 28. He said, go. And one thing that I realized, you got to make disciples.
Yes.
The church has kind of taken a twist, right?
Yeah.
So church now, instead of making disciples, they've made slaves.
Mm.
Now, wow. I'll give you a quick injection. A slave become programmed to the master's command.
Mm.
And that's all they can do is what the master say.
Mm.
But a servant has the luxury to expand and impact.
Wow.
And so when Jesus say make disciples, everything that sits in the pew on Sunday morning should be made to be a disciple.
Isn't that right?
So now either you got a slave or you got a servant.
Wow, I've not heard that. That's powerful.
You see?
That's powerful.
And
yes.
So across the country, I teach, I say, what do you got? You want servants or you want slaves? Because they'll follow like the master and say, A to Z, but there's no impact.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
But a reality side of that's why we dine across America. But now we've seen it's been amazing. We're excited about that. And this continuing to expand. But I wanted to make sure that it was God's hand. So
yes.
We went to the second state. He did the same thing. The third state.
Really?
Forward. Mm. By the time we got to 16 states, I said, okay, God, it's you. You can sit back. You did it all by yourself, right? Yeah. And my wife, she's a jumper too, you know, because
yes.
I'm a man of faith. And I don't put God in a box. I just jump.
Right.
Whatever the outcome going to be, it's on him.
Well, this is a jump for me. Like, I did not see this coming. I'm like, what?
But you picked the right person for it because you're a great communicator.
Praise the Lord.
And we appreciate when you spoke at our leadership conference.
Thank you.
It was
such an honor.
That, you know?
Beautiful ministry.
We growing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we growing.
You know, I just, like I said, I just consider it such an honor to have you today and what you're doing. It's funny because my son actually went on an outreach with you guys probably about 2-3 years ago.
Praise God.
He's talking about Team Jesus is, Team Jesus that, Team Jesus is, Team Jesus that. I'm like, what's Team Jesus, you know? And so he was like really excited because he has a heart
for
outreach. Oh my gosh,
yes.
He does. He really does. And so you impacted my family before I ever met you.
Wow.
Actually, it had to be more than 3 years ago because I've known you probably about maybe
two or three years. Yeah, about 2 or 3 years, yes.
So it was before that time, but you impacted my family but before then.
Wow.
And so God is so good. And just real quick, what do you think? What do you believe God is doing in this hour? Like just to kind of like.
Can I wrap it up for you? His reality side. We was in prayer for about 100 hours. We were praying ministry.
Wow.
We spent a lot of time
I know
in
you
prayer.
Do. I saw it.
And so the word that God gave us in prayer just a couple of weeks ago, God now is about to provoke. He's going to take the Gentiles, every ministry that comes under the submission to the will of God. And he's going to use us to provoke the Jewish people to repent and to get back into Christ.
And to bring,
so that's getting ready to happen.
I believe
preparing
that.
For that. So he's about to provoke. So everyone that come under the submission in the hands and the power of God, he's going to use the Gentile, not religion, not denomination,
yes.
not a big name pastor,
right.
just the presence
yes.
and the power of God.
Yes.
And the children of Israel begin to repent because they're going to see the hands of God and get to Christ.
Amen.
That's the word we're going
Thank
with this
you.
Year. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it was been a pleasure
so
to
much.
Have you. Thank
God
you so
bless
much
you.
For joining
Thank you.
Me. And this
yeah.
has just been such a good,
For yeah. his glory.
For his glory, yes. Amen.
God bless.
God bless you.
If you are struggling in life, you are not alone. We have a Christ-centered mental health team ready to walk with you down the path of healing. To find out more, there is a link in the show notes. Consider becoming a financial partner with Building Bridges Ministries. The link can be found in the show notes. Together, we will multiply kingdom impact.
You are the water. Yeah, yeah. You are the living water. My well is dry. I need you in my life. I'm thirsty. So my well is empty.